Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be sure with the banks. Hell, we fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Very excited about our good friend Grace Marie Turner being back on the show. Grace Marie is an original founding member of our Brain Trust. We'll celebrate her 17th anniversary later, pretty early on next year. She is the president of the Galen Institute. No one on the planet knows more about healthcare public policy than Grace Marie does. And she and I have been talking about free market solutions to healthcare on this show for 16 and a half years. She's our good friend, Grace Marie. Welcome back.
Such a pleasure always to be with you, Jim.
Good to have you back, Grace Marie. One of my favorite people on the planet, ladies and gentlemen, if you didn't already know that. Grace Marie, one of the things I've been pretty vocal about, pretty straight about, is how I believe that the Obama administration is anti-business. The things that they've done, the things that the policies he's pursued, the things that he's allowed his agencies, his bureaus to do on many levels, either directly from the White House or through the agencies, in my opinion, has been nothing less than a war on business, but especially small business. And I'd like for you to give us your ideas on how that applies to the healthcare world.
Well, let's just look. I absolutely agree with you, Jim. Let's just look at what happened this week with Walmart, where Walmart decided, after supporting the Affordable Care Act, decided that it's now going to send at least 30,000 of its employees to the federal exchanges. It's cutting health insurance for its workers who work fewer than 30 hours a week, sending to the exchanges so that they're now on the taxpayer dole for their health insurance. They're going to get worse care, it's going to cost them more, and the taxpayers are paying for it.
And they're probably going to lose their doctor.
And look at small businesses have that option? No.
Nope.
Small businesses are struggling to figure out, even if they're under 50 employees, they're still going to have to file forms, they're going to have to show the government that they do have fewer than 50 employees. If they want to grow to that first 51st employee, then the whole mountain of Obamacare regulations comes down on them. They are going to have to not only pay fines if they don't provide health insurance, if they don't provide affordable health insurance, they could pay even bigger fines, and they don't have the option of dumping their employees into the exchanges to save, what is it, $500 million that Walmart believes that it's going to be able to save as a result of this. Mm-hmm. So if big businesses are going to do okay because they have enough scale. But small businesses that want to grow and that want to survive are not going to be able to figure out a way to use their lawyers or an accountant to get around Obamacare. They are in the bullseye of this law.
This is another example, Grace Marie, of what I've been reporting on all these years, as long as I've been talking to you about this, of how regulations, and Obamacare is nothing but a regulation, how regulations hurt small business owners disproportionately by a factor of two more than corporate America, because it costs small businesses double per employee per year what it costs a big company to comply with regulations, because of part of what you're talking about. And Obamacare, all the different elements, aspects of Obamacare, has added significantly to the degree of difficulty of something that doesn't put any more sales in the cash register or any more profit on the bottom line. By the way, Grace Marie, we polled our audience this week and we asked them, what are you doing about healthcare now with your employees? And only just barely more than a third said that they were going to be continuing to offer health care to their employees. Two-thirds won't be.
Because Obamacare has made it so much more expensive. Not only do they have to provide health insurance, but they have to provide the health insurance that the government is now requiring. So even if they provide health insurance that worked fine for their employees before, if it doesn't meet all of the government specifications for essential minimum benefits and free preventive care and all of the other requirements that this law has puts on small businesses, then they could continue to be fined for not providing health insurance.
Well,
so in fact, a lot of small businesses are saying, great, okay, $2,000 a year, that's cheaper than the health insurance I'm providing.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the
so it winds up being bad for everybody. And, you know, in my own case, Grace Marie, our policy went up primarily because it added features, mandates to our policy that we will never use. So the insurance company has to provide it, but we'll never use it, and we have to pay for it. 20 Tail, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.